Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're talking about self-care, something we all crave but sometimes feel like we just don't have the time for. Ever get that feeling? Like your life's a constant whirlwind, juggling work, responsibilities, maybe even trying to squeeze in some social time, and somewhere amidst all that, you realize, whoa, I haven't actually taken care of myself lately. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this, you wouldn't run your car on empty, right? You need to refuel it to keep things running smoothly. Self-care is like that fuel for your mind, body, and soul. So, let's dive into some practical tips on how to prioritize self-care even when life feels crazy busy. Okay, so first things first. What does self-care actually look like? It's not all bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about intentionally doing things that replenish you, reduce stress, and help you feel your best. Think of it as a toolbox full of different strategies you can pull from depending on what you need in the moment. One key takeaway, listen to your body. It's incredible how our bodies communicate with us through fatigue, headaches, digestive issues, all these subtle, and sometimes not so subtle, signs that we need to slow down and recharge. Pay attention to those signals. It might be as simple as taking a 10-minute walk in nature, stretching for a few minutes, or getting a good night's sleep. Second, make time for what you love. Don't let your hobbies and passions get pushed aside because you're too busy. Even if it's just 30 minutes a day to read, paint, listen to music, or whatever brings you joy, make that happen. Third, set boundaries. This is huge, especially for those of us who are natural people pleasers. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. This helps quiet the mental chatter and reduce stress. Finally, remember that self-care is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Experiment with different strategies until you find what works best for you. What brings joy to one person might feel draining to another. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all about finding what nourishes your unique soul. You know that feeling when you're swamped at work, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems endless? You grab your phone, scroll through social media for a few minutes, hoping to escape the stress, but instead, you feel even more overwhelmed. Sound familiar? Well, I was in that exact situation last week, project deadline looming, emails piling up, and my brain felt like it was about to explode. I decided to take a step back, put my phone down, and go for a walk in the park. As I strolled under the trees, listening to the birds chirping, something shifted within me. The tension eased, my thoughts became clearer, and I returned feeling refreshed and re-energized. Sometimes, it's not about adding more to our plate but taking time to step away and reconnect with ourselves. A reminder that even amidst the chaos, there's always space for a little self-care magic. So, remember these key takeaways. Listen to your body, make time for what you love, set boundaries, practice mindfulness, and personalize your self-care routine. It's not about becoming a guru of wellness overnight, it's about making small, consistent choices that add up over time. Let's recap. We talked about the importance of prioritizing self-care, even when life gets hectic, and how it can significantly impact our well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for showing up as your best self in all areas of your life. Now, here's your challenge. Identify one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your day tomorrow. It could be anything from a 10-minute meditation to enjoying a cup of tea without distractions. Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDetoxChallenge. I want to hear about your journey. And remember, keep pushing those boundaries, exploring new ways to nourish yourself, and always remember that you deserve to feel good. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, stay awesome, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.